Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's August 12, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 24, 2002.
Nazarene, here's another one about the holiday season. What do you think of all the decorations, all the lights?
Actually, Alora, though all these lights and everything are very beautiful, I am very much against them because they have nothing to do with Christianity whatsoever. They have to do with the Yule, the celebration of the winter solstice, which was your people's New Year. And it has nothing to do with the traditions of the people of God whatsoever. It is very beautiful. I think it is awful wasteful of energy. But all these symbols belong to your people, belong to the people of the Northern Forest, belong to the Wiccans. The lighting of lights and the going out, all this stuff is exactly your traditions. It has nothing to do with us whatsoever. The celebration of my birth, the celebration of my coming, the celebration of God's gift of eternal life to all mankind, to all the universe, should be celebrated not with lights and such, but with prayer. Well, a few lights would be appropriate in the churches, a few candles, a few acknowledgments of the glory of God, but not like what your people do, to light up the night and to make it as bright as day, to make it like day so that the people would think that the sun has returned and all is well again, is not our way. My birth should be celebrated with prayer and dignity. Your people's celebration of the New Year is wonderful, is beautiful, is fine, but it has nothing to do with us whatsoever.
Wow, I had no idea on this one, Nazarene, you would have this answer. I knew about the New Year celebration, but I had no idea you'd be against the beautiful light. I can understand why, though.
As I say, Alora, it has nothing to do with your people's ways. Your people's ways are fine, but they are not my people's way. They are not the way of the kingdom of God.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. Demetrius and Alora have done such wonderful work for the Lord's over the years. It is unbelievable the amount of material that they have on their websites that is helpful and useful to people. The address to their website is
www.voicesfromspirit.com.
I ask people to go there. It is very important that they study every aspect of Demetrius's and Alora's work. Do visit their website.
We're back. God, this is something I've always been curious about. Perhaps you can answer it for me. If Joseph came from Bethlehem, why was he living in Nazareth in Galilee?
Alora, let's see. Why are you and Demetrius in Bismarck, North Dakota? Because there were a lot of dishwashers in Portland, Maine, and not enough restaurants. And there were a lot of restaurants in Bismarck, North Dakota, and not enough dishwashers. So that's one of the reasons you guys went from Maine to North Dakota. And it was the same thing with Joseph. There were a lot of fine carpenters in Bethlehem. There were very few fine carpenters in Nazareth, and the people there needed a high-quality carpenter. So they heard about Joseph and sent emissaries to him and said, "Hey, will you move to Nazareth? We need a good carpenter here. The people that we have just don't cut it, just aren't good enough. We need an excellent quality carpenter." And Joseph moved to Nazareth. He got paid extra for moving there. So it's the same thing as you guys, Alora. It was a better job opportunity. It was a better place for him to work, a place where he would make more money, and he did very well. So that's why he lived in Nazareth.
Duh, God, but thanks for making it an official answer.
Sometimes we need to officially clear the air on things, Alora. There were other stories why Joseph was in Nazareth, and they weren't anywhere near true.
We'll be back again